One of the more contentious U.S. relationships is its relationship with Venezuela. And that leftist government has long used its cheap and plentiful energy to gain influence in the neighborhood, especially in the Caribbean. Now the U.S. has an opportunity to turn that around. Energy will top the agenda as President Obama meets with more than a dozen Caribbean leaders today. NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with the president in Jamaica.
The United States is suddenly awash in cheap oil and natural gas, but that's not the case in most of the Caribbean. Jorge Piñon of the University of Texas says countries like Jamaica and the Dominican Republic are heavily dependent on imported oil, not only to run their cars, but also to keep the lights on.
The economic Achilles heel for these small islands is really electric power generation. That's very important for their tourism and for hotels. So affordable and reliable electricity has a very high economic value for those small islands.
For years, Venezuela has offered an energy lifeline to the Caribbean, selling oil on very favorable terms. Jason Marzak of the Atlantic Council says the program was launched a decade ago by Venezuela's anti-American president, Hugo Chavez.
Back then, because of the high price of oil, Venezuela had a lot of extra money to throw around, and it was using that extra money to try to secure support from different governments across the hemisphere.
The picture today is very different. Chavez is dead. The price of oil has fallen sharply in the last year. And with Venezuela's economy in deep trouble, Piñon says the flow of cheap oil to the Caribbean is in danger of running dry.
That's going to create a huge economic hardship. With economic hardship comes social disruptions that the United States certainly doesn't want in the Caribbean.
Marzak warns a sudden energy shortage could create security problems not far from the U.S. and even trigger mass migration. But, he adds, thanks to its own domestic energy boom, the U.S. has a rare opportunity to prevent such a crisis and possibly build some goodwill of its own.
10 years ago, we never would have thought about being able to export U.S.-produced gas or oil. We were, frankly, just worried about having enough gas and oil ourselves.
The federal government still prohibits U.S. companies from exporting crude oil, but the United States has become a big supplier of refined products to the Caribbean, and Piñon says liquid natural gas could be next.
Central America and the Caribbean will be a perfect candidate for that fuel. It is clean. It's certainly cleaner than oil.
Vice President Biden launched an effort last summer to diversify Caribbean energy supplies, and President Obama is expected to announce additional measures today. The moves are partly a strategic tug-of-war for influence with Venezuela, though Marzak says the administration will be careful not to couch it that way.
The U.S. is billing this as a Caribbean initiative. This is not an anti-Venezuela initiative.
That's important because Obama will come face-to-face with Venezuela's leader this weekend at a hemispheric summit meeting in Panama. Cynthia Arnson of the Wilson Center says Venezuela and its leftist allies typically use these summits to try to paint the United States as an imperial power, riding roughshod over its neighbors.
These governments really are always looking for an opportunity to kick dust in the face of Uncle Sam, but I think it's also important to keep in perspective the moment today.
The U.S. comes into this summit less isolated from its neighbors, thanks to the diplomatic thaw with Cuba. Cuban President Raul Castro is attending this summit for the first time, setting the stage for a historic handshake with Obama. What's more, it's now the United States, not Venezuela, that's set to use its newfound energy strength as a diplomatic weapon. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Kingston, Jamaica.